Genesis, don't leave church without it. Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker. Well, Ken, what do you exactly mean by that phrase, don't leave church without Genesis?
Well, it has to do with equipping Christians to defend their faith before they decide to leave the church. You know, statistics in the U.S. show that for young people who go to church and attend public schools, somewhere between 70 to 90% abandon the church after they graduate. Well, most likely these young people never understood that all Christian doctrine is founded in the first 11 chapters of Genesis. You see, the church by and large stopped teaching Genesis' literal history because so many church leaders compromise with millions of years and evolutionary ideas. For example, without the foundation of a literal Genesis, Christians won't be able to properly defend marriage as one man for one woman, especially now with the gay marriage movement sweeping the Western nations. And if young people are told by the church that they don't have to believe Genesis, many will end up rejecting the rest of the Bible anyway. The proper Christian foundation is built only when we teach the whole Bible starting at the beginning and show that the literal history of Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible, in fact, to all Christian doctrine.
Starting with the Bible, we can know that all the different people groups, or races, go back to Adam and Eve. That's the conclusion found in Ken Ham's free booklet, which you can read at AnswersRadio.com. Just visit our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com.